I'm joined by a guest today, and we love to hear about Corby residents who are doing well and getting nominated for awards. And we've got one of those today. We're joined by Kelly Lemon. Hello, Kelly.
Hello there.
And you represent Zest Property, is that right?
It is indeed.
So you love a pun as much as we do at Corby Radio then?
So you picked up on that pun, did you?
Just a little bit, yeah.
I thought it was quite subtle, obviously not.
Not that subtle. Now, Kelly has been nominated for a national award. Tell us what this award is, Kelly.
Well, I've been nominated for HMO Landlord of the Year, and that's across the country in the Landlords and Lettings Show 2014, which is quite exciting.
So this is the whole of the UK. Everything that you do, you're one of the select, I think it's 10, isn't it? 10 that have been nominated.
Absolutely, but I'm down to 3 finalists, I believe. So on the night, I think it's myself and 2 others that are competing for the trophy.
Right, so you said you're an HMO letting agency as such. Just give us a bit of an overview on that.
Well, HMO means House of Multiple Occupancy, and basically what that means is we take properties and we rent them room by room, and that's the category that I've been nominated in. And the lettings agency that I developed was really because when I bought properties and I rented them room by room, I realised you need an awful lot of management, care and attention. You can't just sort of hand over the keys and walk away. And I couldn't really find a letting agency that could do that for me. So in the end, I developed my own because I found that much easier. And I think if you've got happy tenants, you've got a happy landlord, and it makes everyone's life much easier.
Now, you touched on there what an HMO actually is, but it's still something that's sort of relatively new in the housing market. And myself, looking at the housing market in Corby, it seems to be something that's relatively new, but it's sort of springing to life, as it were.
Absolutely. It's quite a niche market and it's growing. And one of the reasons it's growing is because we've had changes in the housing benefit system. And we've also had social changes. And what that means really is there's a lot of people that are only eligible or can only afford for a sharer's rate in terms of accommodation. They're not necessarily entitled to a one bed rate allowance. And you've got a lot of people that move to the UK. They're not necessarily able to get onto the property market on the housing ladder. They don't necessarily want to. They don't necessarily want the commitment. And you've got a lot of people that quite literally just want a room. And the way we structure it for our tenants to make it as easy as possible is we will pay for all the utility bills, we pay the mortgage, and all the communal areas we look after. And we just charge our tenants 1 weekly or monthly rent amount, and that pays for their room. And so it's quite simple, quite easy. And as you say, it's a growing market because there's not really that many people that actually allow for that kind of market and actually satisfy it.
Okay, I suppose that's good for your business, I suppose, that you're in there. How did you come to Corby in the first instance and sort of get involved with doing what you do here?
Well, 3 years ago, I was one of those tenants living in a HMO. So I know exactly what it's like to live in a HMO. And I moved to Corby about 3 years ago. And I really liked the area. I've moved around all my life. And when I came to Corby, I found the people extremely welcoming, very friendly, and I really enjoyed it. So it really did become like home for me. And I wanted to live in an area in terms of economic climate that was growing. And Corby is certainly an area where there's a lot of investment. I think there's a lot of good core people here. And it's a growing place to be. So that's what attracted me to Corby. And that's really why I started my journey here in terms of property.
Now, there are stories of landlords and letting agencies in the media all the time of really not doing the right thing, horror stories, if you like. I mean, what does it take to be a good landlord? Because obviously, you've been nominated for this prize. You know, what does it take to be a good landlord, and why do you think you've been nominated?
I think there's a few things. Communication is absolutely key. And I know that sounds like a very obvious one, but it's one that most landlords don't do. Quite often, landlords see tenants as potential problems, and obviously they can be. But actually, they're your clients. They're guests in your house, and they should be treated accordingly. And not many landlords take that attitude. And when I talk about communication, especially in a HMO, if you don't communicate with the neighbours, if you don't communicate with your tenants, you're not going to find out if tenant A is being bugged by the dishes not being done by tenant B. And believe it or not, they can cause serious problems. So I would say communicating with your tenants, with your neighbours and the people involved is absolutely key. And in terms of actually going that extra mile, the revenue that we bring in, we actually reinvest into our properties because we want to provide really good accommodation. Whereas some landlords don't. They will stay as far away from their property as possible, and they don't want any interaction with their tenants because there might be some awkwardness, etc. whereas I'm completely the opposite. Whenever we take a property on, we have the council around, we have the fire officer around, we have building controller. You know, we want people to know what we're doing and we want to make sure it's at a really good standard.
You'd think that would be sort of like the bog standard thing, if you like, for anybody who gets into this business. But it's crazy how, you know, you get these stories and, you know, landlords who just can't be bothered.
Well, absolutely. I think one of the reasons is, I mean, when I became a landlord, the very first property I bought it with four students in. And I can tell you now, I had a very steep learning curve. That was quite a shock to the system. But then I realised, actually, I now need to manage this property. So if I want to do well in property, I actually need to learn more about it. So I spent time learning about the housing acts, learning about how you manage tenants, learning about how you invest in property, learning about how you can grow a portfolio. I wasn't born with that knowledge. I actually started life as a journalist. So I can assure you, I didn't have any of that knowledge. And for me, when I went into my day job, I had to go to university, I had to learn all about it in order to get that job. And it's a bit like that being a landlord. If you want to be a good landlord, you do need to invest your own time, energy and effort learning about it, and that way you can get better and better at it. So unfortunately, it's not a given, and most people don't see it as another career. They see it as a bit on the side, really, that doesn't need much attention.
Do you think part of your experience in that regard is because you perhaps were, as you said, you mentioned you're an HMO sort of tenant at one point, you've been in other people's shoes, as it were?
Absolutely. And the horror stories that you mentioned, I've heard them and I don't want them. So I think one of the ways to stop that from happening, and you can't stop it all the time, but you need to be as on the ball as possible. I think if you ignore problems or potential problems, they turn into big problems down the road. So yes, when I lived in a HMO, I knew just how annoying certain things were. And I communicated that to the letting agent and that was never heard. And as a result, I left that accommodation. So I think it's really important to actually, A, get a good understanding of who your tenants are, where they're coming from, what's annoying them, what their triggers are, so to speak, because then you as a landlord can serve them better.
As well as making the right commitment to the tenants that you serve, I mean, what would you say to people who want to get into this kind of business? What should they be doing? What should they be looking for?
I would say, for me personally, I got into property because when I was made redundant, I realised I had no security and I wanted a pension pot that would, you know, deliver month after month and would be there when I get older. So that was my purpose for getting into property. And I would say it's a fantastic investment vehicle for anybody who's interested. What I would say is don't go in blind. You know, when you buy a property, there's a responsibility that comes with that. And there are things that can go wrong. So learn about it, educate yourself. I mean, that's actually one of the things that I do now. Not only do I help people buy property and help them let property, but I actually teach people how to buy property, because the more I bought, the more people would ask me, well, how in the earth are you doing it? So I would say it's a really, really interesting arena. And if anyone's interested in it, they need to sort of go in, start learning about it. There's loads of books available. I personally, I'm a slow reader, so I make videos because I find it much easier for people to digest. And that's how I teach people. But learn about property, learn about what it can do. And if you want to go that extra mile, HMOs are a great route to do that, because they're more profitable from one asset, but they do mean more work. And I will put that caveat in.
Okay. Now, of course, you've been nominated one of the 10 best in the country. So well done on that. Being nominated and maybe even winning the award, I mean, what does that mean to you and what could it mean to the business?
For me, it's a fantastic personal achievement. And what it means to me is, like anything, if you go for something in a career or a job, it's great to be recognised to say, you're doing a really good job, well done. So that's one thing. But I think what it really means is that tenants that go to let with us that are already in our accommodation, or tenants that are thinking about moving into our accommodation, they know that we're actually a good landlord, that we do care, and that we will do things right, we're compliant, and we'll go that extra mile. And I think that's important, because as a tenant, and I've been a tenant several times, you don't know who your landlord is, you don't know what kind of service you're going to get, and quite often tenants just have to put up with whatever they get. So for me, the award means that actually tenants know that me personally takes it very importantly, my duties as a landlord. And I think for the business, it's only a good thing. Like I say, people come to me, they want to learn about property, they want me to buy them property, and they also want me to let their property. So if we've got awards saying, actually, even just being a finalist, if we get an award to say, actually, you know what, we're doing the right things and we're being recognised on a national level, I think that's going to be a very good thing.
A little feather in Corby's cap as well if you do win. So all the best going forward with that. And thanks for chatting to us today.
Thank you very much.